This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum. Imagine someone you don't like, let's say a sheikh you don't like, walks into the masjid and pees, urinates on the carpet in one corner. What would happen? I'm sure all the other sheikhs and all the people who don't like this sheikh would actually get up and make refutations and takfir and make so much, you know, this person's not a Muslim, they're a fasiq, they're a kafir, they're a fajir, whatever words they want to use against them that are unacceptable, they would go to town and make sure they have the name written in big on the title of the YouTube video or on the thumbnail and everywhere else, and they would splash it all over the internet and enjoy doing it because, you know what, we finally nailed this guy. I tell you something. The Prophet ﷺ, his companions were the best of companions. The companions of the Prophet, peace be upon him, were better than any sheikh that's available today. And I tell you, one man walks in from the companions of the Prophet ﷺ, a Bedouin man, walked into the masjid and did exactly that. One corner of the masjid, he peed, he relieved himself. Okay, do you know what? To this day, you don't know his name, I don't know his name. Why? The sincerity of correcting an ill is usually depicted by not mentioning names. Subhanallah. One might say, but I have to. And that's, it's no. You don't have to. You can mention, look, this has happened. And if this is what it was, I just want to teach you that this is wrong. It's not the way to do things. And this is how things should be done. I got that from the hadith, from the teachings of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not once, but many, many times in his life. When people came to the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said some unacceptable things, he got up on the minbar and he addressed the matter. He said, "Ma balu aqwam," you know, what is it with people who did this and did that? Up to this day, I don't know the names. You don't know the names either. Why? It was something not worth mentioning in terms of name. We would have hated those, astaghfirullah, sahaba, right up to this day, just because their names are available. But they were better than you and I and any of the sheikhs here today. You know, la tasubbu ashabi. You're not supposed to be swearing or cursing any one of the companions of the Prophet ﷺ at all. That's a hadith of the Prophet ﷺ. So remember, if you want to follow the sunnah, abstain from taking names of people when something bad happens. If you're really a true teacher who wants to teach following the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, if it's really necessary, you might want to take a name but respectfully express your disagreement. Yes, did you hear that? But generally, if you want to teach the public what's right and wrong, the Prophet ﷺ said, this masjid is not for urinating, it's not for this and that, it's for the dhikr of Allah, it's for the tilawa of the Quran, it is for salah. So he taught the public, and no one else ever came into the masjid after that and urinated again. Never, didn't happen. Was it relevant to mention the name? Well, I tell you, if that happened today, that guy would have been cancelled, totally. I promise you, that guy would have been cancelled. Luckily, he was at the time when the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was there personally. He taught us, don't cancel the guy. He did the worst thing possible that could have come to the minds of anyone. I mean, I told you, think about the person you don't like having done something like that. Ooh, that's your opportunity, gleefully, beautifully. You rub your hands and mashallah, ooh, I've got my chance to nail this sheikh. It's over. That's life history. Nail in the coffin. That's why we don't use coffins. La ilaha illallah. We just use a shroud. We call it a kefen. So there are no nails in that. So my brothers and sisters, it's something I've learned. I practice upon it. Others may not. It's up to them. But I've learned that whenever I've seen things wrong, I don't mention names. I like to correct the thing. If you haven't heard it, it's okay. But if you've heard it, you know, I don't have something against another human. I'd rather have the teaching come up that's correct in a beautiful way. Some people say, you didn't talk about this, you didn't say this, you didn't write. I did in my own way. If you haven't picked it up or haven't heard it, please don't blame me. Please don't blame me. So I thought I'd speak about this urination in the masjid and what happens, you know, the benefit that we learn from that particular incident, and how different we have become today. Our sheikhs, those we look up to, those in the da'wah, those who want to teach people, how far we've drifted away from the methodology of the Prophet, peace be upon him, and we claim we are the champions of the cause. I've come across big sheikhs. When I say big sheikhs, I mean, you know, really big guys, man. We look up to them. But unfortunately, the blunders made sometimes happen from everyone. And this is why I say, مَا مِنْ أَحَدٍ إِلَّا وَيُؤْخَذُ مِنْ كَلَامِهِ وَيُرَدُّ إِلَّا صَاحِبَ هَذَا الْقَبْرِ صلى الله عليه وسلم. Imam Malik ibn Anas, Imam Dar al-Hijrah. May Allah be pleased with him. Do you know what? He said that there is no one on earth whom you can take everything from. You have to take some and you have to reject some. You have to filter what they say. That's why I've always stood by, take the good and leave the bad. People don't understand what I've said when I say that. I'm just following Imam Malik's statement. You know, take the good and you'll have to filter some of it. The problem is, we sometimes blindly follow the mistakes of people we consider are on the sunnah. They're also making blunders at times. If that blunder is manifest to you, you can never say, but that sheikh knows more than you, so how come you know? If Allah has made it clear that this person's made a blunder, they've made a blunder. They are human. They were not the Nabi of Allah. And if you think that there is anyone who's absolutely perfect, you need help. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet of Allah was that, but no one else from amongst us. No way. So let's try and understand, you know, when you want to correct things, if you were to personalize it, it becomes a game. It becomes a targeted hit. But if it's not personalized and it's general, it becomes a point of benefit for the entire ummah. Recently, there was someone who highlighted something that happened in a certain country, and I decided to talk about it without mentioning the country. The beauty of it, and I knew it would happen. In the comments, there were people from various countries who said, this happened in my country. And I was thinking, wow, I didn't even know it happened in other countries. But it was expected. When you follow the prophetic method, inshallah, and if Subhanallah, there would be broader benefit. I was saying, if I am making a mistake, correct me. But if you want to correct me, at least send me an email, you know, pass a message across to me, do something. And when you want to talk about it, personally, I don't mind if you mention my name, but I'm sure there would be greater benefit if you mentioned an issue generally and spoke about it. Where there is a requirement that you mention a name, respectfully mention it. For example, something specific, you have to respectfully mention a name, mention it, yeah. But not with the spewing of that hate and everything. Some you search and you hunt for faults, you study their lives, you study their private lives. We don't have the time for that. We shouldn't be. If in my teachings, generally, there is something that contradicts what was revealed, please let me know. You can go loud out and refute. I personally don't mind, because what's important is not following me, it's following what's right. So I don't want to lead people astray. But you don't have to go nitpicking, picking on something that I don't even teach. I haven't taught it out in the public, or, you know, I may have faulted you. Walk with me one day. I try my best always to be on best behavior for the sake of Allah. Once in a while, we might say a word that might be this, you know, you might, as you're looking to the left or the right, you know, there might be a person of the opposite sex. I would try generally to follow as best as I can, the lowering of the gaze and whatever. If someone picks on me and they saw that moment and they start saying, whoa, this guy this, and look at him, he's astray, and I saw him looking, hey gosh, go back to the hadith. I'm a human, man. I'm a human. I will try my best and I will. But, you know, subhanAllah, if that's what you want to pick on, well, that shows what cloth you're cut from. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us goodness and understanding. Shukran for listening, my brothers and sisters. Remember, don't urinate in the masjid. And remember, don't say the name of the person who urinated in the masjid. I hope you understood the message. أقول قولي هذا والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.